200, this is 150.
Took his bicycle and pictures from his house that was being looted in the storm.
Yeah, that's great.
But this one's kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know, like the blue.
I'm so proud of it. L magazine.
Indian Villages.
Well, I don't know much of the history of this.
Well,
this
I don't think that's here in New Orleans.
No, it's not.
But I don't know if this is either.
Yeah, they like all of
you could ask him.
Well, I was not to like, you
have to say. Dr. Bob, tell us about this guy here.
Well, Indian Village is across Lake Pontchartrain.
Okay.
And it was an Indian landing on the river, and it was the road, Indian Village Road, was Indian Village Boy Scout camp for blacks. And so as white kids knew when the season was over and they had free-flowing artesian water swimming pools, no chemicals, just constant free 99.9% pure water. So we climbed the fence and ride our bikes out there. And then as I grew up, I drank my ass off in there. It was a place to be. And it was out in the swamp, and the rednecks had their camp houses at the boat landing. And if you got in like Flynn, they'd take you across the river to the camp houses. Like Twister Wascom, he was the chief of police of Bogalusa. He had a camp there. The Miley brothers, Bud Holmes, knew all these old cats. They're dead and gone now. And that place is dead and gone since this last hurricane got it.
Yeah.
It tore it all to hell. And then there's Indian mounds and all out there too. And
yeah.
It's a fancy subdivision now. They bought all that land up. The Creole people used to live there. Light-skinned black folks lived in a community in that Indian Village area as well.
I really like that one.
It's the Honey Island Swamp.
Take it home.
Yep.
This is the Honey Island Swamp?
That's where it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Ignatius is in the painting with the Dr. Nutt, the book Confederacy of Dunces.
Uh-huh.
I started painting that, and I set it in Honey Island Swamp, and unbeknownst to me, that's the first piece of the building I ever got. Unbeknownst to me, Honey Island Swamp was going to mean a whole lot more to me than